Well, Jason Horne-Francis last night became North Melbourne's first ever number one pick, and the South Australian midfielder comes with senior Sandful pedigree and a truckload of hype. In fact, Kingy says there's a good chance the Roos won't lose another clearance from here. Jason, welcome and congratulations.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
I imagine it's good to have it all done finally after all the to-ing and fro-ing and all the talk. How has it sunk in the morning after?
Yeah, for sure. It's been a very long wait. But yeah, it's sunking in pretty well, and it's slowly sinking in at the moment, and I think it will sink in a bit more over the next couple of days.
Now, help us out. What happened at the top end of the night there with the coverage? Now, I'm at home on the couch watching, and I know you like to play it pretty cool, but when they cut to you when you were the number one pick, I thought, crikey, he really is the Iceman. He's not showing any emotion, but it turned out your TV had pooped itself.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that at the start, and then, the word came out that, the TV, shut off as soon as the name was about to call out, which was, I guess, a bit dramatic. It made it a bit more dramatic for everyone that was sitting there.
I think Nick Dacos had something to do with that, Jason.
I pulled the plug.
Have you had a chance to just sit back and understand the reality of what's happened? And when did you know that you were going to be taken at pick one by the Kangaroos? When did they inform you?
Yeah, so I'm sitting back at the moment. I've been a bit busy on the phone last night and this morning, so it's been a bit crazy. But yeah, I've had to tell a bit of a white lie to the media this whole time. It's been a bit hard, but yeah, they North Melbourne told me about a month before the draft was on. Yeah.
And when you were confirmed, or when you learned finally that you were confirmed as the number one pick, the great Malcolm Blight is there to present you with the Guernsey. That must have been a surreal moment.
Yeah, that was a really special moment for me. And it's just an honour to have, a great player like that present your Guernsey to you.
Did he tell you how good he was? Did he give you a reminder?
What time did he leave?
No, he didn't say that, no.
Jason, can you just explain to the North Melbourne fans out there, most of them haven't had the opportunity to have a look at the vision of you and understand what sort of player they're getting. In your own words, how would you describe yourself as a football player?
Probably tough, just a hard worker on the inside and the outside, and a good user of the footy that can damage down forward as well.
What sort of expectations have you put on yourself for next year, Jason? Now, I know you haven't even moved across yet, you haven't set yourself up, but we're all human, we all have goals and we all have things we want to achieve in life. I mean, when you put your head down on the pillow at night and think about next year, what do you want to get out of it? What? How high is the bar at AFL level for you next year?
Yeah, look, I think for me at the moment, it's just getting over there and just getting to meet all the boys and getting training in and make sure we get through the whole preseason with, I guess, injury free. And but look, yeah, me and Dad sit down every year and we set goals for each other, so we'll do that soon. And I think one of the goals obviously to try to be in the round one squad. But if that doesn't happen, then we'll make sure we keep working until we get our spot.
And we touched on this earlier around, there's a flavour of question around this time of the year about, the expectation that comes with going number one and the pressure that might bring on to young people and the expectations are unfair. But that doesn't appear to hold any weight with you at all. In fact, almost the opposite. Can you let us in a little bit on how you wanted that number one status?
Yeah, look, I just think, I just feel pretty comfortable, out in the footy field. And I feel like it would just kind of, I guess, take care of itself. And I try not to, look into the media too much, which is, probably a good thing. And Dad keeps me level-headed with that. So, which is really good. So,
You look at the Kangaroos and clearly they've finished in the wooden spoon position, bottom of the table, so they get the luxury of pick one. But what excites you about what you see at the Kangaroos? Clearly you're going to be a major part of this developing midfield. But what excites you about going to a club that in reality has just finished last?
Yeah, I think they've got some good, really, really exciting talent. Some young talent. And then obviously they've got a good mix of, veterans over there as well, which will be really good. And I'm really excited to get to work with them. And I think, the coaching staff, I think Noge is, a bloody awesome coach. So, I think they're heading in the right direction.
And I imagine you've had a few conversations with Nobes Bonnier?
Yeah, I've had a few.
And who are you, how's he come across?
He's pretty boring, Nobes, isn't he? He's pretty boring, Jason, isn't he? He doesn't really give you too many laughs.
Yeah, he's all right.
Who are you most looking forward to playing with then, Jason, and perhaps getting to know? Who fascinates you from the outside looking in at North Melbourne?
I'm really looking forward to coming alongside Jai Simpkin. I feel like I can learn a lot of things from him. Even though he's still a young player, he's been in the system for a while, and I think he'll teach me a thing or two. But I'm really excited to get over there with the boys that I've already know over there, like Powley and Phoenix. I'm really excited to getting to see them again. So yeah, it should be good.
And speaking of learning, the influence that Bryce Gibbs has had on you, particularly this year, someone who's been a number one pick, who obviously came out of the same part of the world, what sort of influence has he had on you?
Yeah, he's had a massive influence on me and a lot of the young fellas at South. And I think just the professionalism and the way he goes about it, he brought to South Adelaide, really helped, I guess, the whole club in our success this year. And yeah, he's been tremendous for me, on field in moments and off field as well. He's been super.
So how quick does it all happen from now, Jason? How quick do you have to beat the Kangaroos, and what are your obligations from now?
Yeah, so they want me down there on the Sunday, this Sunday. I think my flights are around 11, so I'll get there Sunday morning, and then I think, they'll show me around on Monday, I reckon. I think that's the plan, yeah.
Is there anything you like to do away from the game at all, Jason, to seek that, change of scene or release, or you're all business and the blinkers are on?
Yeah, I've been playing golf a lot lately with a few boys from South. We go out and we have a hit of the golf and, we like to take it pretty serious and we like to think we're half decent. But, I get my mind off going to play golf. And I like basketball as well, so whenever I can get out and play some basketball, watching basketball, I always do that.
You might be able to have it with him, Sammy, and teach him a few things. Sam's off 54, Jason, if you're unaware. I know.
Hey, hang on.
54. Did you hear that?
Hang on.
54. Jason, you'll be working with Brent Harvey, who's
legitimately amused by that.
We all are. You'll be working with Brent Harvey, who looks after the first 4 year players.
Yeah.
Have you spoken with Brent yet, and have you got an idea of what you'll invest and try and get out of him in terms of knowledge and fast track your development?
I haven't just yet. He sent me a message which I replied back to. He sent it this morning, which was good. But I haven't spoken to him since besides then. But I think his experience, so will definitely be helpful for me and a lot of the boys.
I know it's all happening for you. It's a whirlwind, and you've been on the phone since they read your name out last night. But this is a huge moment for Kangaroo fans, Kangaroo supporters, who have been appreciating that the rebuild had to take place and they had to go back to ground zero. And to get a player like yourself at pick one is all we're hanging our hat on now, and the build over the next few years. Can you understand the importance of yourself to this rebuild, and how does that sit with you, I guess, is something I'm really keen to find out.
Like I said, I'm really excited to get over, and I think we're heading in the right direction. I'm just really excited to get over, and I think hopefully we can get some success in the next couple of years. It might not take the first year, but keep watching, and I think we'll do all right. Yeah.
Jason, we can't wait. I think I speak for collectively for everyone, especially North Melbourne supporters, when I say I can't wait to see you in action. I hope the relocation and the move goes smoothly. And we know you've had a hectic time of it over the last 12 hours or so. So really appreciate you joining us.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Good on you. Jason Horn Francis, first ever number one pick at North Melbourne.
We may never lose another clearance. Cunnington, LDU, Simpkin, Horn.
Blake from Brunswick. The question shouldn't be who Horn is looking forward to learning off. It should be what can Horn teach the North guys.
Wait, don't worry about the North guys. What about when he laughed at your handicap?
Well, it's not really my handicap.
54.
Jason was here.
He laughed.
We tried to get a laugh out of him. It took him until the eighth. It took my handicap to get him to legitimately belly laugh. That was good fun. Jason Horn Francis was here for Chemist Warehouse. Shut up, Kingy. The Real House of Fragrance this Christmas.